Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 10th of January. Leah's Inheritance. Leah's marriage to Jacob was founded upon deception and manipulation. Nevertheless, the Lord had mercy on Leah. He met her in the season of her childbearing. As Leah responded to the Lord's initiative toward her, she found deliverance from the carnal expectations of life and marriage that motivate fallen women, and she was able to be joined in one spirit with Jacob. Instead of viewing her husband as a contributor to her romantic agenda, Leah was reoriented and submitted to Jacob's headship. Consequently, she was able to proceed from him to become a great multitude of elect sons of God. The principle of envy, through the exercise of the other law, was no longer the basis of Leah's relationship with Jacob, nor with the other women in the house. Agape love at the tree of life was her culture. Her fruitfulness in bringing forth Issachar was the wages or reward of her labor of love. She ministered to Jacob by giving herself to him and by laying down her life to reveal him. The Apostle Paul drew our attention to this labor, writing, "For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister." Amazingly, Leah brought forth two more children, a son named Zebulun, meaning dwelling, and a daughter named Dinah. In total, Leah had personally given birth to seven children. When she delivered Zebulun, Leah confessed, "God has endowed me with a good endowment, that is a gift. Now my husband will dwell with me because I have borne him six sons." The gift that Leah had received was entering Christ's rest as one who was now fully established on the ground of fellowship that belonged to her sonship. Leah and her marriage had been set upon Christ, the rock, and he had built her house. She had not labored in vain. Truly, this was a good endowment. The references used in today's devotions are 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 8 to 10, Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10, Genesis chapter 30 verse 20, and Psalm 127 verse 1. For further study, Hebrews chapter 4.